USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Fed's announced unemployment claims jumped to their highest level in 8 months as 251,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits for the week that ended July 16th. The numbers released by the Labor Department shows the job market is beginning to cool. Several cities will start to see electric Amazon delivery vans out on the road. The e-commerce giant bought 100,000 electric trucks as part of a plan to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2040. Amazon says it expects to have thousands of EVs in more than 100 cities by the end of this year. Alaska Airlines is reporting a flight was delayed earlier this week after two pilots who were supposed to fly the aircraft couldn't get along. Flight AS-1080 from Washington to San Francisco was prepared to take off when it returned to the gate in Washington.
Hope I don't see you.
USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
General Charles Brown, Air Force Chief of Staff, has announced the United States and its allies are considering providing Ukraine with fighter jets, a decision that would sharply escalate the level of weaponry being sent to Kyiv. The U.S. General at the Aspen Security Forum said the jets could come from the United States or its allies. The Federal Communications Commission wants to help your phone.
The FCC is cracking down on spam auto warranty recalls. The commission is requiring telecom providers to block millions of illegal daily robocalls involving extended vehicle warranties. Scam warranty robocalls are the leading source of complaints from consumers. The FCC has identified 13 individuals and 6 companies behind most of the warranty robocalls. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
If you need a reason to take it easy today, it is National Hammock Day and National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Sharks are treating New York waters like a restaurant, and New York state government is to blame. Great whites and other sharks have been coming close to Long Island beaches this year to feast on a particular kind of bait fish that has been flourishing in New York waters ever since the state legislature voted unanimously to preserve the species 3 years ago. With the population of Atlantic menhaden fish booming, sharks are coming right on in to feast. Republican Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it's utter chaos and we have open borders. The senator is calling out Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as a liar.
Well, what he's saying is a flat-out lie. Last weekend, I brought 7 senators down to the border. I've been to the border many, many times. It's the worst I've ever seen. It is utter chaos. We have open borders. We went out, first thing we did, we landed Thursday night. We went out on a midnight patrol with the Border Patrol. You encounter group after group after group. It is a steady stream of humanity. There were 2 little girls in that group who were both 7 years old. They were both unaccompanied minors. They didn't have a parent. They didn't have a family member. They weren't sisters. They were just with a larger group. They had been brought over by violent drug cartels. When we were visiting with those 2 little girls, the Border Patrol showed us a patch of grass about 100 yards from where we were standing, where a couple of weeks earlier they had found 2 little girls, aged 5 and 6, who had been violently raped by the drug cartels.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.